This is the Shorter and Short Mike Kelly Podcast.
Yabba-dabba-dabba-doo, it's the Mike Kelly Short and Short Podcast for you.
This is the Mike Kelly Podcast.
Mike Kelly.
Okay, let's do it. Stand by. Here we go with the very latest Mike DJ Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast. It's the special edition, the one called This One's in Colour and Widescreen. So hop on board, get comfy, and we'll crack on with the one-stop, non-stop, fully loaded, fun-filled, action-packed, free, funny, newsy, and sometimes outrageous podcast.
On this week's podcast.
So let's press on with today's show with stories about the Duchess of Cambridge, cannabis oil, Post, P&O, Hester the Jester, Professor Frank McDonoghue, fake show business news, Joyce the Assistant, charities, competitions, and a whole lot more.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Morning, Joyce. You're looking very glam today.
Mr. Mike DJ Kelly, Shorter Than Short podcast. Yes, I'm here, all pretty and posh in my best frock.
What perfume are you wearing? I'm getting lots of vanilla. Yes, vanilla, jasmine, maybe a bit of lily of the valley. There's definitely something cinnamon in there. Quite a strong overtone of oranges and a bit of musk. Am I right?
You might be. It's something I got for a fiver in the outdoor market.
Anyway, cut to the chase. Why have you dolled yourself up for the podcast?
No, it's for a Tinder date meetup after we finish.
It's not me. I've not been on Tinder. Who is it?
It's this rather dishy-looking bloke called Todd Morden. He's a Canadian banker.
I bet he is. He sounds more like an Upper Calder Valley builder. Where's he taking you?
He suggested we go Dutch. I'm not sure what Dutch food is like.
According to Google, it's not unusual for the Dutch to eat bread in the morning and afternoon, and at the end of the day with potatoes, vegetables and meat. So bread, I guess. But when you said going Dutch, it could mean splitting the bill 50-50.
He better not mean that. That's not the sort of person I'm after.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
So here it is, today's flipping easy-peasy music competition. Name the song or the artiste, or even better, both. I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow-white turtle doves. Name the song or the artiste, or both.
This is the Shorter Than Short Mike Kelly Podcast.
I'm Mike Kelly with the latest STS news. Matt from Bradford starred on The Chase with Bradley Walsh and won. Cannabis oil vapes to be available on the NHS from the 1st of April. House of Commons Speaker Lindsay Hoyle says the whole British establishment system is not corrupt. Universities to start offering a new postgraduate course to become an official expert. This will stop the use of non-qualified experts in TV and radio news stories and Oral-B adverts. Princess of Wales given a Kodak brownie box camera to stop any future tampering with photographs. Larry and Paul, nominated for an Oscar for their TV presenter, Bradley Walsh signs incredible contract sketch. That's it. You're up to date with the top stories this hour. I'm Mike Kelly for STS News.
Trevor from the newsroom says you have missed out the top story. He is going to voice it himself.
Attention, please listen. This is an important announcement that could affect you. From the 1st of April, the bus rail replacement service will become a permanent national service, replacing all trains across the UK. This is following a gradual rollout by Network Rail during landslips, flooding, signalling faults and cracked rails. It's no longer the age of the train taking the strain, as passengers have said they prefer the bus replacement service, which is not restricted to a single track route but can go anywhere where it's required. So from the 1st of April, travelling intercity is by sitting pretty on one of the new bus replacement services.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast for you. And now on the Shorter Than Short, it's Barry Phillips Disco at BP Discos and the 1,000 best songs in the world ever. 745, Adam Faith, What Do You Want? Best bit at 046, Blink and You'll Miss It. At 1 minute and 34 seconds, this is the shortest UK number one song ever. 751, Malcolm McLaren and the world-famous Supreme Team, Buffalo Gals, best bit at 209. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and I'll show you a filthy house.
This is the Shorter Than Short Mike Kelly podcast.
Don't forget, Podpickers, if you want to get in touch about anything to do with the Shorter Than Short podcast show, please use the following to contact us. And if you have any stories, gossip or jokes or anything for the next episode, go to at Mike Kelly Disco on social media sites.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Out there on the social media sites, Siobhan, if I've learned anything in my time as a nurse, it's this. We do not know what will happen in life, how many years we will get on this earth. Even if we live a long life, we may not be able to enjoy them fully due to poor health. The time to do the things you want to do is now. James Melville, please follow at No Farms, No Food, a new campaign by farmers for farmers. Our food supply depends on them. Support our farmers. David Coleman, in the past 30 years, the British economy chose finance over industry. British governments chose austerity over investment, and British voters chose a closed and poorer economy over an open and richer one. The predictable results are falling wages and a low productivity growth. Peter McGann, if you're going shopping this weekend, bear in mind that those who panic shopped for toilet roll during COVID will be running out of toilet roll just about now.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Oh yes, I have learnt something new. In Germany, Deutsche Post, one price letter stamp is 0.85 euros, equaling 75 pence, and 88% are delivered next day, and 98% within 2 days. It's owned by DHL and delivers 61 million letters a day, compared to the Royal Mail's 22 million. Thanks to financial expert Paul Lewis for this.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
I see in the news they are saying UK prisons are full and they are starting to release people early so new inmates can be taken in.
You know why they are doing that, don't you?
My pretty smartly dressed digital chum, I do not know why. Why are they doing it?
Because so many of them are likely to end up in prison. Hancock, Johnson, Sunak and so on. They think if they keep the prisons full, there will not be room for them.
I might be wrong, but isn't the Tower of London famous for housing political prisoners?
This is the Shorter Than Short Mike Kelly podcast.
Oh, and I see MPs have given themselves a 5.5% pay rise, taking them up to £91,346 a year, and that's from April. When you're earning nearly 100k, 5% is a pretty huge increase. Not the same if you're on 20k. Wouldn't it be better if MPs did not get a pay rise and for a few weeks on a Monday evening, we all stand on our doorsteps and clap for them?
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Strange time too, on the day they announced a £31 million security package for MPs, Prince Harry loses his court case for increased security.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast for you.
Guess the celebrity. Born on the 19th of April 1956 in Paignton, Devon. During her tennis career, she won 15 WTA Tour singles titles, including one Grand Slam singles title at the 1976 French Open. She reached a career-high single ranking of world number one. She was one of the main sports presenters at the BBC, most notably fronting the corporation's coverage of Wimbledon and A Question of Sport. Who is she? If you're new to the Mike DJ Kelly Short of and Short podcast, you can still hear all previous episodes just by searching or shouting the Mike DJ Kelly Short of and Short podcast.
This is the Short of and Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
This is the Short of and Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Racing from Cheltenham means a shorter tipping point with winning sequences from past shows, including celebrity editions. Why do the celebrities get twice as much for each question they answer? Why is the winning jackpot 20k instead of 10k? Why are the celebrity questions so easy? Why does the audience cheer them? Non-celebrity contestants don't get cheered. Why do we have the term VIPs? People who are seen to be better and more important than others. Some say Compton Mackenzie was the first to use VIP back in 1933. Others say this frequently used contraction was created during World War II by a British officer in charge of organising flights for important military leaders. In order to conceal their names from enemy spies, each were referred to as VIP in the flight plan.
This is the Short of and Short Mike Kelly podcast.
Frank Hester from Leeds has been in the news for all the wrong reasons and is no great ambassador for the city and its values. Strangely, this feels very close to home, as my local pub has the staff from his Phoenix partnership in with a free bar tab every Friday.
This is the Short of and Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
And on money, when you get that call and they say they're calling from your bank's fraud team to check your account and you think it's a scam, whose fault is it that we have all these scams? I think it's the bank's fault, as we no longer have any local branches, so they have to do all dealing by phone or online. They have forced us to do this and created this scam problem.
This is the Short of the Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
And those adverts? What adverts? On ITV, they often have breaks that are just full of adverts for ITV services. No proper adverts from paying companies. Can't see it lasting long if they don't have any advertisers. And what is it about the Oscars that TV and radio news channels get so excited about these awards and the people involved? Is it just me who finds it boring?
This is the Short of the Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Professor Frank McDonoghue at FXMC 1957, March 2020, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced pubs, cafes, restaurants, nightclubs, theatres, cinemas, gyms in the UK had to close by midnight to contain the coronavirus epidemic. At the time, the UK had recorded a total number of 177 deaths. Lockdown was near. March 1969, John Lennon married Japanese avant-garde artist Yoko Ono in Gibraltar. During a 10-minute ceremony performed by local registrar Cecil Wheeler, as Gibraltar was a British colony and Lennon a British citizen, the couple were able to go ahead at short notice. March 1966, the Football World Cup was stolen from an exhibition at Central Hall, London. The £30,000 solid gold Jules Rimet trophy disappeared while a church service was taking place in another part of the building. It was later found by a dog called Pickles and his owner. March 1921, Tommy Cooper was born in Caerphilly, Wales. He was one of Britain's best-loved comedians and magicians. He wore a red fez when performing. He was an accomplished magician and a member of the Magic Circle, but pretended his magic tricks were those of an amateur.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Short of and Short podcast for you.
Today's do-gooders are Fair Share, the food charity, who can be found at fairshare.org.uk.
Fair Share is the UK's longest-running food redistribution charity. We were born out of the belief no good food should go to waste, especially when people are going hungry. This belief is as central to our work now as it was 25 years ago. We redistribute surplus food to charities that turn it into meals. Fair Share work in 2022 to 2023, 54,000 tons of food redistributed. Over 1 million people receiving food. 8,500 local charities served. 2 tons of CO2 prevented from waste with every ton of surplus food redistributed. Find out all you need to know about Food Share at fairshare.org.uk.
This is the Short of the Short Mike Kelly Podcast.
If you have money, a lot of money, it's easy to make more money. But if you have no money, it's very difficult to do anything. P&O in the news for paying its ferry crews less than £5 an hour. They work 12 hours a day, non-stop for months at a time, with no days off. Seriously, I wouldn't touch them with a barge pole.
This is the Short of the Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
Fake show business news at Fake Showbiz News. Rita Ora reveals she's reading a book about the history of barcodes. It's more interesting than it sounds, she insisted. Gary Barlow reveals he's bought an assorted pack of rubber wristbands from Amazon so he and his family can use the local council swimming pool for free. Sean Bean takes out a super injunction to stop media outlets reporting he recently failed to distinguish Yorkshire tea from Asda's own brand in a blind taste test. Sheryl Crow complains she's tired of people picking holes in her if it makes you happy. It can't be that bad. Argument. I appreciate there are exceptions, she grumbled.
This is the Short of the Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
I see the World Wildlife Fund shelved a report exposing river-wide pollution due to chicken farmers to keep sponsor Tesco happy. The HMRC government UK line for the public collapses with 3 million calls abandoned and nearly 23 minutes average delay. The special line for VIPs has 9 dedicated call handlers who spring into action in 2 minutes. And more from the social media sites. Nadeem Ahmed. MPs earning £81,982 per year can claim £5,453 per year per child. A working class person earning £20,000 per year is expected to feed their own child. And now they have to pay more national insurance. Why can't MPs feed their own children just like the rest of us do? John Jones. In other countries, donating money to a political party by someone who made huge profits on a government contract might be considered suspicious. Robert Reich. I'm not saying we shouldn't worry about how China might be using TikTok to steal our data and manipulate us, but why aren't we at least as worried about the US billionaires who own the other apps stealing our data and trying to manipulate us? Rochelle Earwaker, how do you know things are broken? Pawnbrokers are recording a 40% increase profits. At JRF_UK, Coal Tracker, in October 2023, found that over 1.5 million low-income families were using pawnbrokers, and almost every single one of them, 98%, were going without essentials like food. Sheena. I'm just here to remind those people who've given up their jobs to focus on zooming in on Kate Middleton's pictures full-time. Don't forget to eat and stay hydrated.
This is the Short of the Short Mike Kelly Podcast.
Whinge of the Week. Does your radio station go on about the Make Me a Winner competition, where it's £2 a go and you have to answer your phone within 5 rings with the line Make Me a Winner to win a massive cash prize? I hear it on Planet Rock, and it sounds like a Planet Rock thing, so you think it's just you and other Planet Rock listeners taking part, and the odds of winning are pretty good, but they are not. It's not just on the radio station you are listening to. Invitations to participate are broadcast multiple times throughout the day across the entire Bauer radio network, so the odds of winning on your radio station are much reduced, and you never get told which radio station the winner was listening to. I suspect you have more chance of winning on the premium bonds.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Short of a Short podcast for you.
In the late news, Colin Firth, actor's wet shirt from the Pride and Prejudice, sells for £20,000. Guinea pig abandoned at London tube station with a note asking for a new owner. John and Edward Grimes, the Jedward twins, are back. New film announced about AC/DC frontman Bon Scott. Garrick Club to become drive-through McDonald's. We all knew it was fixed. Now British vets face investigation by the Competition and Markets Authority. New report says kids starting primary school at 5 are not toilet trained. Mary Poppins reclassified from a U to parental guidance. Anything from you, Joyce?
New gas-fired power stations will be added to our energy bills and paid for by us.
This is the Short of the Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
If you want to get in touch with this top-rated and sometimes much-listened-to podcast, please contact at Mike Kelly Disco on social media sites. Indeed, if you want a podcast making for your business, or if you need any help with radio producer or presentation, travel news or voiceover work, please do get in touch. Please tell your friends about the podcast. All they need to do to find it is search on Google for the Mike DJ Kelly Short of a Short podcast.
This is the Short of a Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Okay, it's time to go. Name the song or the artiste. I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honey bees and snow white turtle doves. It was the New Seekers. I'd like to teach the world to sing. Guess the celebrity. Born on the 19th of April 1956 in Paignton. During her tennis career, she won 15 WTA Tour single titles, including one Grand Slam singles title at the 1976 French Open. She reached a career high singles ranking of world number one. She was one of the main sports presenters at the BBC, most notably fronting the corporation's coverage of Wimbledon and A Question of Sport. Who is she? Born Susan Barker, but better known as Sue Barker. Today's do-gooders are Fair Share, the food charity, who can be found at fairshare.org.uk. Guess what, my friends? That's enough for this edition of the Crazy Shorter Than Short podcast show. From me, Mike Kelly.
And me, Joyce.
Thank you for listening. Please take care out there. And remember, you can always find the podcast by searching or shouting the Mike DJ Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast.
This is the Shorter Than Short Mike Kelly podcast.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast for you.
This is the Mike Kelly podcast.
Mike Kelly.